We're at Hillside with Frank Evans from the Slocan Ramblers, but actually I should say Frank Evans from, and also lots of other people as well, because you also have a reputation as being a bit of a banjo player for hire, don't you?
I have played with many groups before, but you know, when I'm at a festival like this, it's really fun to be busy all the time. You know, it's fun to play with all different types of bands and configurations, and so yeah, I'm enjoying the weekend quite a bit.
You were playing on stage with Doris Falkins, who released her album, her debut album, earlier this year. And I think you appeared on the record as well, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I actually early suggested her to, she was looking for a producer for a record, and I suggested Andrew Collins, who's an old friend of mine. And he sort of got together a group of pals to play on the record, so I was lucky enough to be one of them. And so then we found out we were going to be at Hillside together, that we would sort of try and make the record happen live.
So the Slocan Ramblers have been at Hillside this year. I didn't realize that's actually your first appearance at Hillside.
Yeah, this is our first time being here. I have many friends who sort of make an annual pilgrimage here and talked very highly of the festival. I've never been, but yeah, we sort of booked it early in the year, and we're looking forward to it all year, and it's definitely lived up to expectations. It's an amazing festival. It's just wonderful people here and all kinds of different kinds of music, and yeah, just had a great time.
So tell us a little bit about the Slocan Ramblers. You've been together a while now, building a great reputation for your bluegrass, both your own compositions as well as obviously songs from the traditional canon. Tell us a little bit about the band.
Yeah, so the Slocan Ramblers has been around since about 2010, and we started out, we didn't actually really expect to be a touring act. We were all sort of involved with other projects at the time, and we just kind of found that bluegrass is something that we really wanted to do and really spent all of our time focusing on, and it kind of, I'm not really sure how, but morphed into a full-time career. So we now, that's pretty much all we do, is play with that band and tour around quite a bit in the States and Europe and a lot in Canada, and yeah, it's a, you know, a fun project. I'm really happy to be part of it, and so yeah, and we just released a new record called Queen City Jubilee, so excited about that.
We'll talk about that in a second, but just remind people of who plays in the band with you.
Yes, we have Adrian Gross on mandolin, Daryl Polson on guitar, Alistair Whitehead on bass, and myself, Frank Evans, on banjo. And so, yeah, it's a quartet, traditional bluegrass quartet.
So this new album, Queen City Jubilee, was just released 2 or 3 weeks ago. Tell us a little bit about the new album.
Yeah, the new album is, it's a, you know, basically it's a combination of all the songs we've been writing while we've been touring around so much. We've, you know, played almost 160 shows or something last year. And so you spend a lot of time together, and you just, you know, you get to know someone's music, you know, kind of musical abilities, and not abilities, that's the wrong word, but just sort of, you develop a stronger connection with someone when you've traveled that much with them. And so this is sort of a record where we really feel like a solid unit as a group. And so what we ended up doing is going in with our good friend Andrew, and we recorded pretty much everything live off the floor. We just had a dense forest of microphones that was pointed in every direction, and we captured as much as we could, and we just played for about, I don't know, 2 weeks straight, just playing tunes and trying to get just a whole take as clean as possible. And I'm really happy with how it turned out, and got a lot of good stuff.
And what sort of mix is there on the album between your own compositions and traditional bluegrass material?
Yeah, it's about 70-30. We always try, we definitely push a little more to do original compositions on this one. One of the fun things about playing bluegrass is that, you know, it's such a, the repertoire is so in-depth, and you know, it's endless possibilities in terms of finding new songs. So we're always trying to find new gems, or old gems, I should say, that people haven't really rediscovered or something like that. So found a couple. One of them was a song named Mississippi Hillbilly Blues, and Mississippi Heavy Water Blues. And it's one that I got from Roscoe Holcomb, who's an old banjo player. And I really like his version. Then, you know, it's one of those interesting things where you kind of go down the rabbit hole of finding who he got it from. He actually got it from an old blues musician by the name of Barbecue Bob, and then I was turned on to Barbecue Bob, and now we've done a couple other songs. And so that's one of my favorite things, is sort of, you know, going down that rabbit hole of finding who, sort of how the folk process happened and where it started and, you know, where it spiraled off to. And so, yeah.
Well, you know, that comes through when you play live, because you had a show on the Lake Stage at Hillside on Friday evening, which seems like a week ago, but it was only 2 days.
I know, it really does.
But, you know, I love the way that you your enthusiasm for the music comes through, and, you know, the fact that you always put a shout out for who it is that either wrote the material or actually, you know, perhaps made it their own through their own arrangements for it. It's just really kind of cool to hear that.
Yeah, I really think it's important to listen to a couple, like if you're going to play a traditional tune, I think it's important to know the source just because it gives you just a different context around the song. And I grew up playing old time music, which is, it's basically, it's the same thing as bluegrass, but a little bit earlier version of it. And they are, they're very, a lot of people who play that music are very much into finding the source material. And, you know, they have a very high tolerance for listening to really scratchy old records. So, you know, once you build up that tolerance, then it's, then you can, you know, there's endless amounts of field recordings you can listen to and, you know, find some new cool tunes.
So you've had a great time at Hillside. You're actually going to be part of the gospel session. One of the highlights of Hillside every year is the fabulous Sunday morning gospel session. Have you done many of these things before?
I've played with Ken Whiteley once or twice and really enjoyed every time. And he's, I think, one of the best fits for a gospel set. And so I'm looking forward to this one. I haven't done a ton of them, but I'm really looking forward to this one. So, yeah.
What about the Slocans as far as touring from the summer through the fall? Do you have many other gigs coming up?
Yeah, our summer's pretty busy. We do a bunch more festivals in Canada, and then we head down south in August to do a couple shows and some festivals in North Carolina and Maine and Virginia. And then September, late September, we're heading back to the UK and Ireland, which is sort of a part of our route which we've made. And so that's going to be fun. We did our first time over there last October and really loved it. The crowds really loved it. And we're just going to try and make it back there as many times as possible.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about the Slocan Ramblers, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can find us. The website's probably the best place to find it. It's www.slocanramblers.com. There might have been one too many W's, but you get the point. And you can find us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. But just come and see a live show. I think it's the best way to understand the music.
That's great. Well, it's been great to chat today. We only have one thing left to do. That's to pick the next piece of music to play. What is it going to be?
Well, seeing as I was talking about it, why don't we pick the first track off that album? It's called Mississippi Heavy Water Blues by Roscoe Holcomb, and hope you enjoy.
Slocan Ramblers with Mississippi Heavy Water Blues from the great new album, Queen City Jubilee. And I'm John Hall from Folk Roots Radio on a beautiful Sunday at Hillside. And Frank Evans, thanks very much, and have a great rest of your Hillside.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this was fun.
Walking down the levee with my head hanging low, looking for my sweet mama, but she ain't here no more. That's why I'm crying, that's why I'm crying. I got the Mississippi heavy water blues. Lord, 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 Lord. Come back someday, kind and true. Ain't no one satisfied. swine crying. Back out the Mississippi, heavy water blues. Lord, Lord, Lord. My head hanging low, looking for my sweet mama, but she ain't here no more. That's why I'm crying, that's why I'm crying. I got the Mississippi heavy water.